Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about aging in place.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Buyers have it tough right now. The market is scarce for opportunity, and the opportunities are needed now because interest rates are down, job opportunities are up. So it's a time when you want to be able to navigate these waters as a buyer.
Well, it's an interesting process because if I wanted to buy and I wanted to upscale my current position because I could afford to do so, what do I do? Age in place?
Aging in place is a trend. Now, we're all standing here aging in place, literally.
I'm doing it right this moment.
The alternative is not good, so let's do that. But what we're talking about here is not just getting a house that fits you today, but one that fits you tomorrow when things change physically for you or your partner.
Now, how long do I need to think down the road? How far ahead do I need to plan?
Well, it just depends. What I do think you need to do is plan. Now, you're not going to know for certain what day it's going to be that you can't go upstairs or what day it is that something's going to happen tragically, but you do know that it could happen. And so you're going to look at not modifying today's lifestyle for tomorrow's potential need, but to recognize if you needed, for example, a full bath on the main floor, you'd have that so that you had somewhere to live without taking on stairs.
Exactly. And this is an interesting process. It's one that causes a person to personally fully assess their situation. And frankly, a lot of people kick that ball down the road.
And that is too bad because I've talked to so many people who have done it in hindsight. They may have gone from an enormous 5,000 square foot into assisted care at some level and skipped the ability to be able to navigate from a home space instead of having to go into assisted living much more quickly.
And assisted living is not inexpensive. Try $5,000 to $6,000 a month.
Yes, so you've really got something going on there that's going to be expense you're going to have to anticipate and absorb. Alternatively, you can have assistance in your home. And to do that, you've got to plan for another party being in the home a lot. You've got to look at a lot of the square footage on the main level. It's not something you can search easily on Zillow, but there are ways to navigate it through the realtor's database because we've actually considered ADA accessibility and masters on the main level and things like that. So stand next to a realtor when you start the search, but start it sooner than later. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.